This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
I like it when Loren and I argue like brothers and sisters.
You added it. No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
Are you still on there?
Mom!
Sometimes they change it.
Yeah, no, I didn't... I don't think I'm on there. Last time we checked again, it wasn't on there.
They pulled it off,
yeah.
Huh? Oh, boo. Good morning, everybody.
Morning.
Get this. I was once listed on the Big Fat Fabulous Life Wikipedia page, and then I was gone.
Oh, yeah?
I'm like, who did that? You know what I mean? Because, like, someone has to edit that out.
But anybody can, I think.
That's true. I guess anyone can.
I think
can.
Anybody can edit Wikipedia. That's why sometimes there's funny things that end up on Wikipedia, even if it's for a short period of time.
Yeah.
Like, what was it recently? Someone was like, it was really funny. Gosh. I think it was something athletic, something about an athlete or a politician. Anyway, it was something like the guy's name, and then underneath the description was made whoever his opponent was, made him his bitch.
Oh my God, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then someone probably quickly.
Yeah, yeah.
Remove that, yes.
Wikipedia always asking for money, too. They're like, if this site's going to survive, all you need to do is donate $1.
You know what? And
I've never even seen that.
Oh, it's like every time you're on it. And I don't donate anymore because I donated once and it still asks me. I'm like, dude.
Yeah.
I gave you money.
It's like every time you go to buy something at the store, they're like, would you like to donate for this charity? And I'm like, I just did it.
I've been down that road. I'm good. I don't have a lot of money. I'm broke.
Yeah, you're right, Loren. I don't see it there now, but normally it's up here on the top.
Yeah, it's like, at the top. Yeah. And get this, I donated because it's like $1 donation or $5. I did the $5
donation.
Whoa,
that's why they keep coming back.
Yeah, big money.
Like, go get money bags out of Charlotte.
Well, because I like Wikipedia. I'm like, I don't want that. Because when I first saw it, I'm like, oh my God, it's going to close down.
Oh, yeah. I think Wikipedia is a joke. But
yeah.
So.
Yeah, but I mean, it's interesting for,
it's,
you know,
entertaining.
Like,
I don't know if it's interesting, Manny.
Well, like, so the other day, we were talking about Putin, right? And so I'm like, well, how long do the Russian presidents stay in office?
Right.
And I didn't know, so I went right to Wikipedia.
I just asked Alexa.
She wasn't
Wikipedia.
Around.
let me tell y'all about.
Sorry, I've been hacked.
Yeah, by the Russians. Dude, I got a lobster yesterday.
Oh, congratulations.
You did it finally.
But I didn't know that's a whole thing to open up a lobster.
Oh, yeah, man. You got to have the cracker. Have you never had lobster before?
No.
Oh, wow, Roy.
All right. So hold on. Let's backpedal for a second. There's a special at a grocery store.
Yeah.
Okay, a Harris Teeter.
It's like $11 for a 1 pound lobster with corn and a potato.
But it's a whole lobster. It's not just
the
lobster tail.
It's a whole lobster. It's a whole lobster. But I didn't know. I kind of thought you just ate it.
Yeah. Okay. Let's dive in a little deeper on Roy versus the lobster. I need to know, like what you, how much meat you actually ended up with and
so
the
little.
Whole process.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Good. We'll talk about that in a little bit. And that's a good segue, too, because I did something yesterday that I've never done when it came to dinner.
Mm.
Really? You and I had first.
We'll discuss, buddy.
All right,
we got a great show for you. Brand new War of the Roses at 7:50, where both she and he end up crying on the phone over spilled milk. It's crazy. Loren's fighting with FedEx again. We'll get into that. What not to wear on the first date. We're going to get into that. And an unqualified advice that has me blown away. We'll do that at 7 this morning with Roy.
Welcome to the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
Hey, Kiss
95.1,
who is
this?
Hey!
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss
95.1. All right, so Roy, for the very first time ever, tried this crustacean last night and told us a little earlier that he didn't know it was so much work.
A crustacean?
That's what lobster is. It's a crustacean.
Oh, did not know that.
It's a...
Hashtag the more you know.
The more you know.
Okay, so let's talk about it.
I always thought you ate a lobster just by eating it. Like you just maybe chop up, get the legs, and then you just eat it. I didn't realize it was
so... Have you ever had crab legs before?
Nope. Nope, so I bought the lobster... deep fried?
Yeah.
Never
not peel and eat.
Not peel and eat. Hmm. Never. I've never had to really work to get my food. And Tim Quick comes on a plate, and I just eat it.
Okay. Yeah, not a fan.
Yeah. So I get this lobster that's been boiled, which I already felt strange about because the eyeballs were still intact, and I didn't like that, and I felt like I was killing a creature. But I didn't realize you had to have a certain mechanism to open it.
Mm-hmm, the crackers.
So here I am with a knife.
It doesn't come with a cracker?
No. Mm-hmm. Well, at least I didn't see one.
Not for $11.99.
Yeah, not for $11.99. So here I am at home trying to beat the crap out of this lobster with a knife, and sheds of just shells are just flying everywhere. I don't know how to open up this ding thing. I don't know the technique.
Uh-huh.
What made you get into it?
Well, Sterling likes lobster.
So, okay. Sterling didn't teach you how to eat a lobster?
Sterling said, doesn't even know how to open up a lobster. He just orders it pre-cracked.
No, but I've never seen a pre-cracked. Where do you go that you get a pre-cracked lobster?
You do. Well, like when you order it at a restaurant, uh-huh. It comes and they cut the middle of the hard part.
Yeah.
So that all you have to do is crack it open and pull the meat out.
But some restaurants I go to, like Red Lobster, for instance, you have to crack the...
Never
the claws and stuff to get the meat.
You know what's really annoying? You pay so much for lobster typically. $11.99 is a good deal. Yeah. But lobster is typically expensive, and it is so much work.
Okay, because while I'm doing this, I was like, you know, that's why it's expensive, because they do all the work for you. So you're telling me when you get it, you still have to do the work? Screw that. Listen, let me tell you, I end up having to pick in shards of shell out of this lobster meat. and the amount of meat that this lobster produced could fit like in the palm of my hand. It was a whole big lobster.
So did you take the claws? There's meat in the claws.
Yeah, but there was a lot of liquid in there, too.
Yep.
That kind of freaked me out.
You can drain that.
Okay. Well,
it is delicious. Did you dip it in warm butter?
I had a warm butter and lemon, but I only tried a little itty bitty of it because I got it for Sterling. And I didn't. I thought it'd be enough meat for the both of us.
One lobster?
Yeah, I didn't realize.
Well, you think a 1 pound lobster, but that's the whole weight of it. That's not just the tail that
you
eat.
The armor is what weighs a lot.
I thought 1 pound lobster was going to be a big dinner, and so once I got it and it barely fit in the palm of my hand, I'm like, well, you eat this, I'll just figure something else out.
How romantic of you two,
man. We are beating the crap out of it.
Such a mess.
And shards of shell, and I'm like peeling things back. And, like, it took me a solid, 10 minutes to realize that one part of the lobster is, like, the innards and you don't eat that.
Yeah.
I'm, like, sitting there, I'm, like, picking through, and I'm like, this doesn't even look like lobster.
Roy's got the brain.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I was about to eat that, I didn't know how to do it. That was a whole thing in my house.
What are the neighbors doing, you think?
I don't know.
They're renovating, we're pretty sure.
What is going on over there?
I've been, like, 3 forks in the process. It's a whole thing.
Sterling, Roy, what are you guys doing?
Oh, lobster!
Yeah, I never knew. It was a whole thing, man. Yeah. I'll never order lobster again.
It was delicious, though.
I tried just an itty bitty of it.
You can go to a sushi place and get a lobster roll.
Mm-hmm.
I'll do that.
All right.
I'll do that.
Yeah. Okay. I'd like to see Roy eat a lobster roll.
Or lobster cake or something with a biscuit. Or what is that thing called?
Those are crab cakes.
That's a crab cake.
Oh, well, okay.
Yeah. They're both in the ocean.
That's good.
They both have claws.
I'm trying to navigate seafood. It's taking me a while.
Good for you, buddy. Look at you.
Wow.
Really, really going out there. I did the first last night. My mom gave me corned beef because she had leftover corned beef on St. Paddy's Day. Irish family have to have that corned beef. And I made a corned beef sandwich, but we didn't have Thousand Island dressing. So I looked up a recipe for Thousand Island dressing, and I made it last night.
Wow, look at you.
It wasn't great, but it wasn't terrible.
Is it mayonnaise, ketchup, and like pickles?
Yeah, exactly. How'd you know that?
I've made it before.
Really?
So, were you just blowing that up for Instagram? Because I saw your Instagram.
I was super
and
proud.
It was like, best sandwich ever.
When you make your own sauce, homemade.
Yeah,
I was bragging last night on Instagram about my homemade sandwich.
No, there's something too when you make your own sauce. It is better, bud.
It was okay. It wasn't great, but I was satisfied.
You got to do more mayonnaise than ketchup.
Ew.
Yes, it was a tablespoon of ketchup, I think, or two, something like that. Anyway, I found the recipe for it, and I was super. I started after I mashed it up, like whipped it up. I'm like, wow, it looks orange. Like, it
it looks like Thousand
Island. Yeah, that's delicious. All right, let's take a break. Enough of Roy and Mani, our eating habits. Let's get into Loren and why she was on the search for a package for the last 48 hours.
Oh, I went straight CIA yesterday.
Okay, we're gonna get into it in less than 10 minutes.
You gotta get them. Show Mani, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
A know, we've all been there where we track the package and package gets lost. And then you call the shipping company, whether it's FedEx or UPS or any of these other ones, Amazon, and they give you the runaround. Mm-hmm. That's what was happening yesterday. In fact, I took video of Loren talking to the people.
And this was FedEx, right?
This was FedEx, yeah.
Which I had bad issues with FedEx because, remember, I ordered a package and the package was on a tractor trailer and a train hit the tractor trailer. Now, the driver was fine,
yeah,
but my package got destroyed.
It exploded,
yeah.
Pretty much.
Here's a little bit of Loren. I recorded her yesterday on my phone on my Insta story.
Yeah, I know. That's why I need you to call Fort Mill and find out if they found my package. Because this was a... No, it's not out. I can assure you it's not out for delivery because that's what was, like, when I'm checking.
Okay, so yeah. That's what I heard yesterday.
So I'm getting the runaround by FedEx yesterday, and I'm losing it because I'm like, you people do not know what is happening. I'm telling you what's happening, and you're telling me I'm wrong.
Right.
Don't tell Loren that I, you know, don't tell me that I'm wrong.
Right.
So at that point, I spoke to, like, three different people on the phone.
What was the issue?
Okay, so I bought this enormous wooden American flag for my husband's man room for his birthday. Now, you all know Dallas's birthday has come and gone at this
yes.
point.
Yep, he didn't even get a cake.
Yes, he did.
Loren forgot to give him his cake
now,
on his birthday party.
I got him a cake. We just forgot to light the candles and cut it. So anyway. And
a cake in the refrigerator is not giving someone a cake, Loren.
Okay, well, I'm trying to make up with it for the flag, okay? So the flag gets delivered, but quote unquote gets delivered. They only give me this piece of cardboard, and the guy, like, leaves it on my porch and is walking away. I'm like, hey! Whoa, where's the rest of it? And he's like, what do you mean? I'm like, well, it's supposed to be 75 pounds and it's enormous. Like, there's more to it than just this board. And he's like, oh, I'm so sorry. I didn't see it. Maybe it just didn't get loaded on the truck. Anyway, long story short, I get the runaround by FedEx. The last person I talked to at the call center, because they're not on site, they have no idea what's going on, says, I say to him, listen, can you just give me the number of the facility? And I know you're the middleman. Let's just cut that out so that communication is better. Let me call them.
And make no mistake, it's not like the company that Loren ordered the flag from just didn't send the right thing. No, they sent the full thing.
Right.
Somehow FedEx has messed this up.
Right. So they're like, well, we don't have communication. It's only one-way communication with that distribution center. I'm like, okay. Well, I find that hard to believe that you don't have a contact or a phone number there. So I hang up the phone with that person, and Loren goes into full CIA mode. I'm like Googling. I'm even going as far to searching people on Instagram and Snapchat to find out who works at this place.
Oh, my God!
Because I need a phone number. So I find an address, and I do the reverse address on Yellow Pages.
Uh-huh.
And don't you know a phone number comes up.
What is that?
I'm like, I got it.
Reverse Yellow Pages, you could, like, type in an address and it'll give you a phone number.
Yep. Oh, gotcha. Okay. Yep.
So I call the number. I get a very nice woman on the phone. And
she's like, hello?
Yeah.
And nobody ever calls
nobody
there.
Calls this line.
Yeah. Like, they had to blow the dust off the phone before they answered it. Yeah. Like, what?
And I talked to her. She said, listen, I told her the whole story. She's like, I feel so bad. Let me check our facility and I'll call you back. So she calls me back. She's like, I've got good news and bad news. The package never made it to our facility. The good news is that I have an image of it fully intact in Charlotte at the Charlotte Distribution Center. I'm like, great. She's like, the bad news is I don't know if it's still intact. I'm like, okay, what does that mean? She's like,
So hold on. So currently at your house is one piece. You're
no,
looking for
I sent that back.
Oh, why?
Because it's just a piece of the box. It's not even a piece of the flag. It's the
just
box.
A box.
And they would need the top of the box. If they ever found the rest of the package.
Right,
yeah.
Right. I mean, no wonder why FedEx screwed it up. I can't follow what you bought.
What do you mean?
I don't know why.
It's a wooden flag.
They brought you an empty box?
They only brought me the top to the box. It was like a slide-on custom box that fit this flag.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
I kind of want to see the box, too.
I'll put it on Instagram when I get it, finally.
FedEx,
anyway, another person called me back. Yeah, we better get it, FedEx. Another person calls me back and says, we found the rest of the box. So it should be delivered today. But I was so annoyed at the fact.
How long did it take your day yesterday to do this?
It consumed my entire day. Like, it was just phone call after phone call.
No nap.
Me doing research. What?
No nap.
No nap. But I was annoyed at the fact that I could get it done as a consumer, but FedEx themselves couldn't get it done.
So you know she's going to call back to that customer service line.
Yeah.
And be like, hey.
Yeah.
Listen up. This is what I did.
Somebody did call me in the middle of the day, and I asked them why I could do their job better than they could.
No,
they
do have procedures. Like, even if you call, like, I call DirecTV quite a bit, and like, we troubleshoot, and I'm like, there's no need to re-troubleshoot.
Yep.
I've already shut my box off, unplugged it for the 30 seconds, and plugged it back in. Let's skip that step. And they're like, okay, sir, go ahead and unplug it from the wall. That's what my next step says on my computer for you to do.
And that's the thing. I worked at a call center for a little bit of time right out of high school. So, like, I get it. You have a script and you've got to go through it. But when I'm telling you what's happening, like, I need a little bit better customer service on your end.
Okay, ma'am, go ahead and give me your address. Like, you give your name, your address 50 times.
Yep.
They're just reading the notes
on
the computer.
Oh, they have to go right through the list.
I'm like, can you scroll to the bottom? Because you're telling me stuff I've already known.
Yeah.
And I hate it when you have to go through the customer service and you have to, like, put your account details in through the automated thing. And and then when you get to the operator, you still have to give your details again. I'm like, I just gave it to the computer.
And then they want to know your passcode that you set up. And I'm like, I set up a passcode? I was like, this is Spectrum Cable. I get my internet through you. Yeah. Why do I need a passcode?
What's your 4-digit PIN for your account?
Right.
I don't know.
How about this one?
It would be 1 of 16. Different things. Are you ready? We can start trying numbers.
How about this one? Amanda opened up real quick. Amanda opened up like a credit card for a furniture store, and it was under her name, and I went to pay it off with my account.
Yeah.
And they're like, you can't do that. We need her to do it. I'm like, I'm here to pay off something. Give you guys $500 and you're telling me I can't do it? They're like, nope, she needs to do it.
We're married.
That's what I told her. She's like, prove it. Still to come. All right, well, good for you, Lorraine. We'll be all looking forward to the Instagram post today of the box and the other box coming, whatever it is.
You guys got me all fired up this morning.
Yeah.
It was just a piece of the box, maybe.
Okay.
That's still strange because most of the time boxes are intact.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I gotta see this thing.
Yeah, I know. All right. What's coming up in the dirty? Do something that you really enjoy.
So, Selena Gomez fans are really upset with the Biebs this morning. It seems like he might be moving on a little too soon.
Yeah, well, producer Nicole is gonna run in here and tell
you're
wrong.
That's okay.
Okay. All right. Who's the Biebs hanging out with? We'll find out in like 3 minutes.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
So I think you're right, Manny. I'm sure producer Nicole will run in here during this story. But Selena Gomez fans are not happy with the Biebs right now. As we told you previously, they are on a break. But Justin is already hanging out with another mystery woman. He was seen with the woman at a Craig David concert in Los Angeles earlier this week.
David's touring again?
Yeah.
Sweet.
Only to come to find out that the 22-year-old was model Baskin champion. And Justin had his arm around her waist. She was dancing really close to him the whole night. And sources are saying that they met through Justin's friend, Patrick Schwarzenegger. But producer Nicole says that this girl is a family friend.
Yeah. Oh, what's the deal, Nicole? Is this a real romance blossoming here?
I know that they've been friends for a while, and Patrick's a really good friend of Bieber, who Patrick's sister is her sister. So they've all hung out multiple times, but they did leave together alone.
It's Patrick's girlfriend is this girl's sister.
Patrick's girlfriend is this girl's sister.
Arnold's son's
girlfriend is sisters with this woman who was hanging out with Justin Bieber. 6 degrees of separation.
That's right.
So do you believe that the Selena and Bieber are done, producer Nicole?
Well, she also was spotted with somebody in Australia, so it's not looking good.
Hey, she needed a lotion boy.
She
was out on a
lotion boy.
She was out on a boat.
They tried it. It didn't work. Are you okay as a Biebologist? Are you okay with this relationship?
I don't think it's over.
I don't think so either, but as long as he keeps his act up, I'm okay.
Okay.
Yeah, I think they will come back together. I think he is just taking this time to work on himself, too. And she's just not into the fact that he's so into himself.
Exciting times here as we are 9 days away from the Bieber calendar in our office, flipping to April. And producer Nicole's Justin Bieber calendar.
Yeah. It's all.
Yeah, the countdown is on.
I've seen Bieber shirtless too many times in our office. Too many times.
What?
April is a good picture.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, Camila Cabello is, her fans are defending her because she was on the Ellen DeGeneres show this week and she seemed to be playing the guitar, quote unquote, but a lot of people pointed out that it seemed more like the air guitar because you couldn't hear the guitar. Some other fans were quick to point out that she really, even though she may not have been playing it at that moment, she does know how because she's posted pictures and videos of her playing an acoustic guitar before. So everyone just simmer down. And Zayn has a new look after his breakup with Gigi Hadid. He has dyed his hair and the beard on his face blonde. You know, sometimes you go through the breakups, you need a little change. I've done it before. I have an identity crisis like every 3 months, so I get it. We also have March Madness going on right now at kiss95.1.com.
Yeah, do this annually.
Yeah, you can vote on hot celebrities, which, of course, coincides with the tournament, and win a prize.
Who do you have any of the guys in front of you, like any of the matchups?
Oh, the one I can't, like, literally, it's been sitting up on my desktop for a minute now because I can't decide who to vote for. Chris Hemsworth versus Luke Kuechly. I'm like, how am I supposed to decide? I can't decide.
Well, you got to go with the local boy.
Yeah. So it's brought to you by Boulevard 1812. So you could win a $100 gift card.
Oh, awesome. So everybody that plays is randomly in the running there.
Yep.
Okay. Exactly. That's at kiss95.1.com. March Madness.
And that is your dirty for now.
Thank you, Loren.
Hey, it's with the Manny, Roy, and Loren show.
These are absolute first date deal breakers. And it has to do with what not to wear on a first date.
Oh, boy.
Okay.
So
wearing this on a first date is a guaranteed deal breaker. Roy Brown, one of them is Crocs.
I used to wear Crocs.
You didn't have the traditional Crocs.
My Crocs are cool, man.
Now, I can't really defend any Croc, but Roy's were not that bad.
Okay. We will discuss in less than 10 minutes. Wearing this on a first date is an absolute deal breaker, according to an article.
Now it's your
turn. Overreact to stroke.com. That's overreact, the number 2, stroke.com.
Hey, listen to the Friday free-for-all this Friday for your chance to win a pair of tickets to see Nelly at the Kannapolis Intimidator Stadium on Saturday, April 14th. The free-for-all happens at 7:45-ish Friday morning as we throw back old school.
Also join me this Saturday, 12 to 2, for the opening day at Carowinds and celebrate the opening of the all-new Camp Snoopy. Now, kids are... Wow. Kids are invited to dress as their favorite Peanuts character to get $20 off admission.
I'd be Pigpen.
Why? Just so you didn't have to get ready and shower?
Yeah, just a big dust cloud following me.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Who'd you be? Which Peanuts character do you identify with?
Do I identify with? Mm-hmm. I think I'd want to be the teacher, so I'd go womp, 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 womp. I think that'd be funny.
Loren?
I think I'm probably Peppermint Patty.
Peppermint Patty?
Yeah.
Not Lucy?
No.
I kind of want to be Snoopy. I changed mine.
You can't.
Why?
You can't go back.
Well, he's cool, though.
All right. Up next, we're going to talk about wearing this on a first date is a guaranteed deal breaker. We'll do it in 3 minutes. And if, by the way, you want to tell us something funny about when you showed up on a date, what the person was wearing, you can. Our phones are open, as you know, right now, 704-570-9595.
Manny, Roy, and this is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
Unqualified advice with Roy coming up just about 10 minutes from now. Babysitter's got a question. She doesn't really like what the parents let the kids do. So she wants some unqualified advice from Roy. We'll get into that. But first, Loren, these are absolute deal breakers. Do not wear this on a first date. Guaranteed not to get a second date if you wear this.
Okay.
It's according to the dating site Zoosk. Zoosk?
Yeah. Never heard of it.
I'll trust that.
They asked 6,600 singles on this online dating site what the number one deal breaker would be if someone showed up wearing it on a first date.
Yes.
And the number one thing is wrinkled clothing. Any type of wrinkled clothing.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, turn off.
I need you to get like life together before you come and meet me for the first time, because that's my very first impression of you.
So you think wrinkled clothes equals wrinkled crazy life?
Yeah, I just think that like you probably have a very chaotic life. Like you don't have it together, which I mean, I'm not looking for a project in the dating world. You know what I mean? I'm not. I'm sorry.
Okay, fair enough.
As a friend, I'll help you through whatever, but, you know.
But what if he's looking for that right person to teach him how to iron?
That's not me.
Yeah.
We can get you a steamer, and we can try this again in 6 months,
yeah.
But I'm all set.
Please feel free to get in on this convo, too. When did someone show up wearing something that shocked you on a first date? 704-570-9595.
You know, I don't know how to iron. So, like, I the way I get my wrinkles out, if it works, is I have a wrinkle release spray,
mm-hmm.
or I'll use a spray of water and I'll throw it in the dryer.
Yeah, the dryer's a good thing, and they have, like, the de-wrinkle setting.
Yeah.
Okay, but let me, I mean, if you tried that and it didn't work, why wouldn't you just pick another shirt?
Pick another shirt, yeah. You're right.
Because they're all going to be wrinkled, boo. None of them are ironed.
Get it together.
All right, socks with sandals was on the list of what not to wear on a first date.
Oh, they're so comfortable, though. I get it, but you can't wear that on a first date.
You know, I noticed a lot of athletic people will do that. They'll wear, one, they wear their socks sky high, which
yes,
I don't understand.
They can
that.
Pull it off the look.
Yeah, but they do that.
Basketball players and stuff. Crocs?
I don't have the traditional Crocs, and I threw them out.
Okay. But you are guilty.
But I've been guilty of
yeah.
that. I had suede leather Crocs at one point.
Let me just, Felicia is on hold and she's got a funny one. Let me just finish the list real quick. Baggy clothes, unattractive undies.
Oh boy, that's me.
Wow, you must be getting busy on a first date
maybe.
If you know somebody has unattractive undies on.
True, but maybe it's a turnoff and it's not going to get you a second date. Board shorts, clothes that are too young for you to wear.
Ugh. So my sister-in-law is like an age-appropriate, like she wants everybody to dress age-appropriately. And she went into Dallas's closet and threw away all of his True Religion jeans because she said that they were not age-appropriate.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
That is funny.
Low-rise pants and super tight shirts all round out the list. And we'll put this up on kiss95.1.com so you can go and discuss with your coworkers today.
Let's bring in Felicia from Salisbury. You're on the MRL Morning Show.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, Felicia.
Oh, boy.
Hey. Yeah.
She's never heard that before.
I'm so basic. Go ahead,
yeah,
Felicia.
I know. I get it all the time. I get it all the time.
Yeah, from us.
That's okay. I love y'all.
Oh, thank you.
So what did someone show up to a first date wearing that freaked you out?
It was terrible. I had an ad out that, I liked funny gentlemen. You know, I was looking for someone funny. So we hadn't really talked much, and it was a blind date, pretty much. I had seen his pictures online. And I showed up and he was in a clown outfit.
What? This is my worst nightmare.
No.
I am terrified. My father let me watch it as a child. And ever since then, I can't even look at pictures. So he was like, would you like me to go wash the makeup off? And I was like, I think I'm just going to leave. I said, I can't take you seriously for sitting here in a clown outfit.
Why did he have full makeup?
Yes, he had the nose and everything. He was like, I don't know what he was like, really immature when I finally met him. And I was like, this is not going to work. I mean, I'm 28 and this was like when I was 25. So that could tell you anything. It was just horrible.
Was he trying to be funny or was that his job? And he was like coming straight from work.
Yeah.
No.
Did he work at McDonald's?
He told me that his family was a balloon animal. They did balloon animals his whole life and that he did balloon animals for a profession, but he did not have that online. So needless to say, I did not do any more online like blind dates or anything like that. And so now I'm just still single and living life without clowns.
So Felicia just sat there waiting for her blind date to show up, excited, probably a little nervous, thinking all day, what's he going to be like? Is it going to work? And dude shows up in full clown outfit.
Wow.
Now, I've had a clown phobia too, and I've since been hypnotized, but it just helps manage the anxiety. I can only imagine what would have happened if a clown would have sat down at my table.
I had to finish the conversation. I didn't want to be rude, but I was like, I can't do this.
And
he didn't really understand. I said, I'm so sorry, but I didn't even want to see him again after that. I couldn't get the image out of my head.
When he walked to the bathroom, did his shoe squeak?
No. I don't know. I didn't find out. I had to leave.
Thank you, Felicia.
Thank you. Bye, guys.
Have a great day.
Can we take another one?
Let's take a quick break. We'll come back. We got a lot of people on hold that are upset with what people wore on the first date.
Yeah, somebody wore spandex.
Under?
Something yeah, I would hope. We'll do that in 3 minutes.
You gotta get up. Check it out. Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
Thank you for waking up with the MRL Show. You are in the middle of 30 minutes nonstop MRL.
We got an unqualified advice with me coming up. Evidently, somebody needs my wisdom, which I've been on point lately.
You have, but this has to do, I think, with parenting, so I don't know.
Oh, great.
This could truly be unqualified.
Why would anybody reach out to my advice for that? That's the worst idea.
Well, they really want some unqualified advice, and who better to give unqualified advice than a non-parent?
Yeah.
All right.
But let's just finish this conversation up real quick. Hello, Kate and Charlotte.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning. What did he wear on the first date?
So we were at a fancy restaurant, and he wore spandex and then, like, a suit jacket and a fedora.
Oh, no. Wait, how'd you know he was wearing spandex? Oh, I guess so it's nothing but spandex and a suit jacket on top of that?
Yes, it was, like, leggings, sort of.
That's strange.
That is very strange.
It was strange.
Did you ask why?
I asked if he worked at a gym or something. He just said he liked wearing leggings, tight clothing.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you, Kate.
I think that we see, as far as the chat goes, we're on Facebook Live, and the chat sees the bigger issue with the fedora than the tight clothes.
Right.
Yeah. What's the deal with the fedora? Is that a deal breaker?
They're saying it's the worst accessory ever created.
Ooh.
Wow. Lainey in Lancaster.
Good morning.
Morning.
Okay. So he wore sweatpants and a hoodie. I was so ready. I was wearing my dress and my heels. So ready to go, and he shows up at the door in sweatpants and a hoodie.
Such a dude move.
It really
but
is.
Then he told me it was because he wanted to set the bar then so that I didn't have my expectations too high from then on out.
Yeah, I wouldn't even need a first date with him.
It was however, we've been dating now for 2.5 years, and it's become like a running joke. Every time we go somewhere fancy, he's like, can I wear sweatpants? And I used to fight him on it, but now I just let him.
He must be hot.
He is.
Yeah, okay. I was about to say, for you to put up with that.
Huh. I'm sure Lainey is, too. They're probably a beautiful couple.
I know.
Thanks, Lainey.
Wow.
I mean,
I'm like, what?
That is a funny thing to say. And you know what? If the guy's sense of humor and personality can carry him through.
Yeah.
Listen, I'm not throwing stones. I threw up on my husband the first time I met him.
True.
So.
Yeah. And look at you now.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's talk with Kristen and Winston-Salem. You're on the MRL Morning Show.
Good morning.
Good morning. What did he wear on the first date?
A wife beater.
A wife beater?
Yeah, one of those white tank tops.
A white, okay.
Yeah, okay. So it's a really crass way of saying like a t-shirt tank top with lines in it. And it's like, you know, it's a tank top, but it's a t-shirt.
What a terrible description.
That is a terrible description. And I don't understand why it's called,
that is what people call it, but it's a terrible name for it.
Yeah. It is. All right, let's do a song. Come back after Sam Hunt, and we'll get into unqualified advice with Roy. A babysitter's got a question with the way the parents handle the kids. 2 minutes. Got a girl from the south side.
He's got no credentials. He's not a doctor, but he does go to the doctor a lot. He's not qualified in any way to give you any advice, but if you want it, you can have it. Here's unqualified advice from Roy.
I think this is a bad idea. I just want to get that out there right now that this evidently involves parenting, and I'm going to screw it up.
So parents should really listen in to see if maybe they can help you here in unqualified advice.
Better yet, parents call now, 704-570-9595, because Lord knows I'm going to screw something up.
Well, maybe Lori needs like an outside perspective. Like maybe she's too close to it.
Okay.
So Lori did send us a message, and she's a babysitter. So her note says, hey guys, I babysat an eight-year-old twins for the first time on Saturday night. They've just moved into my neighborhood, so I don't know much about the boys, and they seemed really nice and they were actually a lot of fun. But that's not the issue. The issue is that they wanted to watch a movie, and they picked out two movies, both rated R. One was The Conjuring 2, and the other movie was called Sausage Fest. Or Sausage Party, sorry.
Oh, boy.
Okay.
Is that Seth Rogen?
Yeah. She said, I've never heard of it, but Seth Rogen was in it, so I put it on. There were so many sexual jokes, and it was totally inappropriate for 8-year-olds to be watching, so I texted their mom and said that they wanted to watch The Conjuring 2, and she said, perfect, that will put them to sleep.
She must not know what The Conjuring is.
She says, I hate scary movies, so I left the room. My issue is with the parents. The kids are 8 and are watching rated R movies. What the heck?
Oh. So she wants my advice on what to do because the parents let the kids watch rated R movies?
I think she wants to know if...
if that's okay for 8-year-olds to be watching rated R movies.
I personally don't care, but I'm not the kid's parent. I think the parent decides what's okay for the kid. But I don't think it's okay.
The Conjuring puts them to sleep?
Yeah, she must not know what The Conjuring is, which is a scary movie, by the way.
You guys remember when we were in that dog rescue? Was it the Charlotte dog rescue?
Oh, my gosh.
So you know where I'm going with this.
Yes.
We had a kid. How old was this kid?
Probably eight.
And this kid knew every scary movie and loved it.
It was his genre. Chucky, what else was he talking about?
The stuff that's too scary even for me.
Yeah.
But the dad and the mom were both somewhat embarrassed of it. They're like, we cannot get him away from this.
But it's okay. The parents allow it. And I don't think that necessarily the kid had bad parents. I don't think that at all.
Sounds to me, though, like Lori is like freaked out about whether or not she should... like come back and let these, she probably feels bad that these kids are watching R-rated movies, right? Is what it sounds like.
I know, but that's not, I mean, she, it's, I hate to say it, but it's not her kids.
See,
she needs to let the parents be the parents.
I feel like children all mature at different ages.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
I mean, I personally wouldn't do it, but it's not my kid.
I try, honestly, even with Cash being so young right now, Cash is 17 months old. And I try not to have anything that screams or that's scary on that I'm even watching, because I don't want it. Like, I know he doesn't really know what's going on, but I don't want that to affect him in the future.
Sure.
You know?
And you mean to tell me the 8-year-olds watch The Conjuring and don't have
nightmares?
Well, it puts them to sleep.
Well, you should have met the kid that we met.
I thought you did meet him.
I did.
Okay. Yeah,
I know I did. And I remember the parents going, we're so embarrassed that he's telling you this stuff.
But
or like, I'm worst parent of the year, she kept saying.
And he was coming, like, you could tell he had a big imagination because he was coming up with like storylines how Chucky would meet it and everything.
Yeah,
I'm like, this is too much for me. I don't like Pennywise.
Yeah, man. Hey, listen, Stephen King probably was that way too.
Yeah,
and
probably.
He's made a career out of it.
Let's talk with... hello, this is someone in Dallas.
Hey, this is Brittany.
Hi, Brittany. Welcome to the MRL Morning Show.
Good morning.
Okay, so are you a parent? And if so, can you help Roy navigate through this unqualified advice?
I am a parent.
So do you let your kid watch R-rated movies?
Well, she's only 8 months old, so I don't think I would if she was older.
Yeah.
Until she was... old enough to like understand it, because I feel like that's where nightmares come from, and how some of these kids, they have sleep disorders and things of that nature, and it could come from early R-rated movies, such as scary movies.
Sure.
You shouldn't be watching it that young. That's why it's rated R. That's why you can't watch them in the movie theater.
Yeah.
And Brittany, let's throw this out there too for Roy and for Lori. Like, should she continue to babysit these kids and put in R-rated movies for them when the parents are gone?
Well, if she, if the babysitter doesn't like doing that for the kids, then the babysitter should quit.
I just think you should suggest a different movie. Like, hey, we're not going to watch that tonight. Like, let's pick a different movie. And maybe you suggest something.
All right. A bunch of parents are on hold and want to give input. Quick break. We're back in about 3 minutes.
Snoopy, free parking and admission into Scarewinds and Winterfest. All for as low as 5 payments of $16.75 after an initial payment. But hurry, offer ends May 28th. Get yours at Carowinds.com. It's amazing in here.
Yeah, the weather's been really awful the last couple days. Rain, cold, thunderstorms.
Yep.
And now pollen. The pollen count is super high in Charlotte, I just read. And that means all that stuff's going to get all over your carpets, Loren. And there's nothing we can do except rip them out, right?
No, there is something you can do. Don't rip out your carpets. Just call Zero Res.
Ah, Right.
Yeah.
Zero risk.
They use empowered water, so it's safe for your kids and pets. And they'll be honest with you. If they don't think they can get something out or if it will damage the rug or the sofa, they'll tell you that.
Yeah, and with Zero Res, you get a good peace of mind, great service, healthy, clean care, and you get the Zero Res Gotta Love It guarantee. If you're not satisfied, chat with them, and they will take care of you.
Very true. And they're going to hook you up with three rooms for just $119 right now when you tell them that Manny and Lorraine from KISS sent you.
Yep. Call them at 704-509-4488. Better yet, check out their website, ZeroResCharlotte.com. How do you spell Zero Res, Lorraine? And is it the same forwards as it is backwards?
It is. Mind blown.
Yeah. Z-E-R-O.
Meet Lily, future engineer.
My car can
to you by RE/MAX. With access to millions of home listings and 115,000 knowledgeable agents, RE/MAX recommends what's right for you. Visit RE/MAX.com to find your home and agent now.
A lot of people are on hold. We're going to get to them with Roy's unqualified advice. Lorraine, just real quick, recap that email that we got from Lori, the direct message she sent to our Facebook page,
yeah,
Kiss 95.1 Mornings.
She babysat two 8-year-old twins, and they wanted to watch scary movies and rated R movies, and she felt uncomfortable with that, so she reached out to the parents, and the parents said, oh, perfect, that movie will put them to sleep. And right. She's just uncomfortable with the fact that 8-year-olds are watching rated R movies.
So let's bring in Kendra in Indian Trail. You're on the MRL Morning Show, and you're the parent of a 4- and 6-year-old.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Yes, I am a parent of a 4-year-old girl and a 6-year-old boy. My 4-year-old girl, she loves horror movies, which people might think I'm crazy, but it all depends on the kid, I believe. She likes Jeepers Creepers. She likes anything like the It movie. My son, he's 6. He doesn't like scary movies. They horrify him, so he doesn't watch them. And the only thing that does scare my daughter is, like, the reality shows or movies like Taken, because she doesn't want like
and the Kardashians
to take her.
Reality shows like the Kardashians really freak her out. Thanks, Kendra.
Well, I mean, it's good that she's not having night terrors.
This is Tia in Gastonia. Welcome to the MRL Morning Show.
Hey, I have 2 girls, they're 9 and 5, and both of my girls love scary movies, and I hate them, can't stand them, but I'll sit there and let them watch them all day, and it actually does put my 5-year-old to sleep.
Okay.
No problem.
What about the other movies, though? Like, what about, I mean, it's not just the scary movie. Sausage Fest is not a scary movie, but it's rated R.
Right.
Yeah, it's inappropriate.
It's a movie about foods in the refrigerator, and they all have sexual innuendos. So it's not like they just let them watch these scary movies.
Is it a cartoon?
Joaquin, did you see that, Joaquin?
I tried to.
Yeah, you couldn't get through it? Too scary, right?
Too scary.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I guess I don't understand what she's wanting advice on, you know what I mean? Because it's like, does she have a problem with the parents? Because then she should pick a different movie. Does she not want the kids to watch it? Then she should pick a different movie when she's babysitting. If she's problem with the parents, then she should quit her job.
She said, my issue is with the parents. The kids are 8 years old and watching rated R movies.
Yeah, well, the parents have a different style than you.
Okay.
You
know? Okay. And so she should be okay with that.
She should be, or, you know, find different parents. This is Victoria and Charlotte. You're on the MRL Morning Show.
Hey, guys. Good morning again.
Good morning.
Back-to-back morning.
Yes. We love it.
So, okay. I am a parent of a 8-year-old, almost 9-year-old. He'll be 9 next week. And I have a nephew who, you know, I'm with. He's with me all the time. And these little boys like to find things on YouTube and things like that. So I'm going to tell you guys, I'm old school. I do not allow rated R movies. Rated R means you're not the right age to watch it.
Right.
Period.
Yeah.
So the qualified advice for you, Roy, I would say is, like you were saying, just pick a different movie or, you know, find different parents, because I just don't think it's appropriate. And I've personally watched Sausage Party. I was like, told my husband this is stupid. This is a man's movie, but anywho.
Yeah, and then the 8-year-olds are very impressionable. They're going to go around making the jokes from the movie. They're going to talk like the movie.
Yeah.
Man, that's how they might learn about the birds and the bees from Sausage Fest, you know.
And that's inappropriate.
There you go.
So
all right.
I'm old school mommy, and that doesn't work.
Thanks, Victoria.
I have a question. When a movie is rated R at the movie theaters, I know you can't get in unless you're a certain age. Is it without parental consent? Like if an adult took a child to see a rated R movie, they could still get in,
yes,
right?
They could still get
okay.
in.
Yeah.
As long as the parent's okay.
Mm-hmm. All right. What do you got coming up in the Dirty Lorraine?
All right. So Dua Lipa is being called a fraud. A journalist is calling her out for lying about something. I'll tell you what it is in 3 minutes.
Dirty looks from your mother. Never seen.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
Hey, Roy, remember when we were talking about Liam Payne and his girlfriend?
Yeah.
And there were rumors going on that they were having some issues, but they were overselling their relationship.
Yeah.
Like, overly huggy, feely, touchy at award shows. Well, Liam is now admitting that there have been some bumps in the road for that relationship.
Well, yeah. I mean, bumps in the road for every relationship. Wow. But yeah. We've always said that, like, the people who oversell it, man.
Yep.
That's red flags.
All day long.
Everything's great. Look at us.
Shawn Mendes has a new song out, and he said that this is his most personal song ever. He wrote this, and it's called In My Blood.
No medicine is strong enough. Someone help me. I'm crawling in my skin. Sometimes I feel like giving up, but I just can't. It isn't in my blood.
Man, that's awesome.
It is
2016 Christmas artist.
Mm-hmm.
Shawn Mendes.
So Lollapalooza just released their lineup, and Bruno Mars, The Weeknd, and Jack White are the big headliners. But they're now coming under fire, saying that they have a lack of women in the lineup. Now, Camila Cabello, Dua Lipa, and Bebe Rexha are all in the lineup, too. But just three out of all of those male-dominated acts, you know? So people are unhappy with them. Now, speaking of Dua Lipa, she is calling out a journalist who said that she's a fraud. Remember, she got her wisdom teeth taken out and she had to cancel a couple dates.
Yeah.
They were impacted and they needed to come out immediately, according to her dentist. Well, the journalist went, of course, printed. Well, isn't this funny? She's supposed to be in Australia opening up for Bruno Mars on his 24-carat world tour. And she had to cancel due to having her wisdom teeth out. However, she's on Jimmy Kimmel Live? So Dua Lipa, of course, challenged him and said, hey, the Jimmy Kimmel thing was an appearance that was actually taped last month before I had my wisdom teeth issue.
Yeah, well, jerk. Yeah.
Does that journalist think, like, all late-night TV is live?
Right.
Well.
Okay.
I mean, Jimmy Kimmel is called Jimmy Kimmel Live.
Yeah, but it's not. I mean, there's no late-night show live. No one does that.
Yeah. We also have March Madness up at kiss951.com. You can vote on the 16 hottest celebrities around for a chance to win a $100 gift card from Boulevard 1820.
And it's a cool drag restaurant.
Yeah, it is really cool. And what do they have? The chicken and waffles?
Yeah, and they got the shade tree.
Yeah.
And the drag brunch.
Pull up to that shade tree, girl.
Yeah.
Okay, so some of the matchups are Chris Hemsworth and Luke Kuechly, which I can't decide which one is hotter. Justin Timberlake and Adam Driver. Zac Efron and Nick Jonas. The list goes on and on. Cam Newton is even on there.
How can Channing you compare
Tatum.
Any of these boys? I'm freaking out, and so is Roy.
This is harder than picking your brackets.
It is. Happy Sweet 16, everyone, at kiss951.com with March Madness.
Yes. That's your Dirty for now.
All right, let's play Can't Beat the Rand. 704-570-9595. 10 wins. Call now. Take her down.
Hey.
Favorites and take home free lasagna for tomorrow's dinner. Hurry. Offer ends March 31st only at Carrabba's.
Visit kiss951.com to refresh and revamp your home. Spring spruce up tips from the great outdoors of Cherville.
Cash's mom is going to be playing Michaela in Hendersonville in Can't Beat Lorraine coming up in 3 minutes.
Yes.
Okay, don't go anywhere.
Maney, Roy, and Lorraine.
Wake up, wake up, wake up. Hello.
Ring it.
Now it's time for Can't Beat Lorraine, sponsored by Corona Life on Kiss 95.1.
Michaela, welcome to the Maney, Roy, and Lorraine Morning Show.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Good.
We want to thank you, Michaela, for playing Can't Beat Lorraine, sponsored by Corona Light. It's Lime Time, Buzz City. Corona Light, find your beach.
Michaela, are you ready to do this?
Yes, I am.
All right, let's see how your pop culture knowledge is.
Okay.
Throw her out of the studio so we can play.
All right, Lauren, get out of the studio.
I'm going.
All right, Lauren is leaving the studio, so only you and I can hear the questions. By the way, we are on Facebook Live. If you look up Kiss 95.1 on Facebook, you can see that she's out of the studio. And here we go. Let's play Can't Beat the Rain.
Give me 1 second. Small talk with her for 1 second about how beautiful Hendersonville is.
Okay. Well, Hendersonville is very beautiful. I've been there once or twice.
It is beautiful.
Yeah. So did you know that we do have our show on Facebook Live? Do you know that?
Yes, I do. I've never looked, but I've heard.
Yeah, we got like 4 cameras up in here. It's like a TV show. It's very strange.
Okay.
You good?
Sorry about that. I had to fix something.
You good, bud?
Yeah. I like it better this way.
All right.
Whew. Okay. Lots of changes. Here we go. John Legend is starring in NBC's Jesus Christ Superstar Live in Concert on Easter Sunday. His wife is super excited for him. Who is she?
Chrissy Teigen.
Question 2. The Biebs was spotted with a model the other night. Selena Gomez has also been spotted with a mystery man while vacationing in the land down under, otherwise known as what country?
Australia.
Question 3. American Pie and American Pie 2 are sadly leaving Netflix in April. Who is the star actor in the series that plays Jim? As quickly as he came, he left. What's his name?
Jason Biggs.
Great. Question number 3. Jimmy Fallon turned over the Tonight Show to this former host who he took the job from a few years ago.
He turned the show off?
Yes, last night.
Oh, so like he like hosted
Yeah,
tonight?
Okay. Yeah. Who used to host the Tonight Show before Jimmy Fallon? 3?
I have no idea.
No answer there. Okay, and Amy Poehler is making her directorial debut in the Netflix film Wine Country. She was part of what show that aired on Saturday evenings?
Saturday Night Live.
All right, come on in, Lorraine.
Okay. Michaela got 4 correct.
Okay.
All right, here we go, Lorraine. Let's see how you do.
Okay.
Question number 1. John Legend is starring in NBC's Jesus Christ Superstar on Easter Sunday. What? His wife is super excited for him. What is her name?
Chrissy Teigen.
That's right, 1-1.
And if you are not following her on social media, you are missing out on life.
She's hilarious.
Question 2. The Biebs was spotted with a model the other night. Now, Selena Gomez was also spotted with a mystery man while vacationing in the land down under, otherwise known as what country?
Australia.
Yep, you got that right. 2-2.
American Pie and American Pie 2 are sadly leaving Netflix in April. Who is the star actor in that series that plays Jim? Well, we'll just tell your mother we ate it all.
Oh, God, what is his name?
3-2-1.
I can't tell you. It is Jason Biggs. Now, our friend Michaela did get that one correct.
Oh.
It's currently 3-2.
Wow.
Michaela in the lead.
Here we go. Jimmy Fallon turned over the Tonight Show for a few minutes last night to the former host of the Tonight Show, who he took the job from. Who is that?
Jay Leno.
That is correct. Unfortunately, Michaela did not have an answer for that one. It's 3-3. We're at a tie.
Not a fan. Didn't watch me. Question 5. Amy Poehler is making her directorial debut for a Netflix film called Wine Country. What show did she star on Saturday evenings?
Saturday Night Live. SNL.
That is correct. Final score, Lorraine, 4-4. It's a tie.
Michaela.
It's much better than last time I played, though. I think I only got 2 right last time.
Okay. You gave me a run for my money today, though. You know what I want to hear before I let you go, though?
I'm Michaela from Hendersonville, and I can't beat Lorraine, but I can tire.
You sure can.
But you sure did tire.
Thanks for playing, Michaela.
Thank you. Have a good day.
All right, have a great day.
Still to come.
Got to do War of the Roses. Got to test a relationship. And this War of the Roses, you guys, remember when Sally found something in Kyle's drawer that made her think that maybe he's cheating on her? Well, it also goes another way. They both start crying together during this War of the Roses. It's very emotional. We're telling you right now, we might have a mascara alert on this War of the Roses coming up in under 10 minutes.
You know, buying a diamond is an expensive process. It's something that...
It's like buying a lobster, right, Roy?
let me tell you something. You don't even want to begin buying a lobster. It's very difficult. But buying a diamond, I don't know anything about buying a diamond. I wouldn't even know where to begin. I kind of just have to trust with whatever I see. So if I'm going to go out and buy a diamond, the place I need to go to is Diamonds Direct, where they really educate you on what you're buying.
Yeah, I'm sure it's a lot easier to buy a diamond than a lobster and open that. But there, Diamonds Direct does teach you about the cut, the clarity. If you have questions, they'll answer it for you. Sometimes that cut is what makes the diamond sparkle even more.
By the way, if you don't know what we're talking about, you'll have to listen to the podcast. Earlier this morning, Roy went out and bought a lobster and had no idea that you had to crack it to get the meat out.
I was banging the crap out of that with a fork and a knife.
The person in the seafood section of that store should have educated you like Diamonds Direct
right.
would do. They would never let you leave without being educated on your diamonds.
Listen up, Harris Teeter. Follow what Diamonds Direct does. You got to see our friends. They're on Sheeran Road across from the South Park Mall.
Let's get them out of here, boys. Can you feel this energy?
The Manny, Roy, and Lorraine Morning Show, War of the Roses.
Sally, this makes me so sad because you said in your email that you've known Kyle, your boyfriend, forever.
Yeah, I mean, we met in high school and we've dated through college. So we've known each other a long time, and I found a phone in his sock drawer when I was doing laundry, and it wasn't charged or anything, like it wasn't working, but I plugged it into the charger just to see, and he's out of town now for a work thing. He goes away a lot, and I found all of these text messages on this phone that were like really long and like romantic, you know, I can't wait to see you again. Just like I had a really great time last night. I can't wait to see you again.
So Sally, are there any, does she use his name or do we have right. her name?
No, there's no, it's just phone numbers.
I wonder if it's like in a really old phone, like from back in the day.
I mean, it's like an older iPhone, but it's still an iPhone. It's not like...
Is it a Motorola
a Nokia
Razor?
Or anything?
Yeah, you know
if
what
it
I
was
mean?
Like an old, like a flip phone or something, I'd be like, okay, it's probably an old phone. But that's not where my mind goes.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
So
you think he's like, hiding a relationship, Lorraine, and hid his phone away? Like,
that's kind of how I feel. I don't know.
I don't know. Like, it's so suspicious, but I've known him forever, and he's not like this. Like, it doesn't make sense that he would do that. We go to church together, and he works with the youth group.
So he's a good soul.
Yeah, and the one saving grace is that the phone was dead. So now that I'm thinking twice about it, you're right, Roy. It might be an older
like
phone.
An older phone, yeah.
And it could, I mean, it could not even be his. Like, maybe he just picked it up somewhere, but it's just weird that it's in his stock drawer.
And is it, there's no other communications with anybody else? It's just one set of text messages?
It's just one set of text messages.
To this one number?
To this one number.
Local number?
It's a 704 number, so yeah.
You see, I have two numbers. You want me to try his office or I guess his cell phone? Let's try his cell phone.
Yeah, he's out of the office now, so his cell phone's going to be the best.
Okay, here we go.
Hello?
Hi, I'm looking for Kyle, please.
Yeah, this is him.
Hi, Kyle. My name is Megan. I'm calling from Flowers for You, and you're just the person I'm looking for because you won.
I'm really sorry. I have to go into a meeting soon. I'm not in Charlotte right now.
You know what, Kyle? It'll take 2 seconds. You don't even have to be in Charlotte currently. But you did win our Facebook tag contest. One of your friends tagged you in our post.
No, I'm really, really not interested in paying for any sort of flowers.
No payment, Kyle. Just hear me out. I have a dozen of beautiful red roses for you to send free of charge. I don't need a credit card from you. There's no delivery fee. It's just a promotion that we're running to promote our company.
Do I have to, like, give my email address or anything like that?
Nope, nothing. I just need the information of the person that you'd like to send the flowers to, and then I also have a note that goes, like, a card that goes inside the flowers as well.
Okay, yeah, I'll take them. Thanks.
All right. Who would you like to send them to, Kyle?
To Hillary.
Okay, to Hillary.
Yeah.
And what would you like to put on Hillary's card?
So let's say, sorry, we haven't seen each other in a while, but I had fun last time that we got to hang out, and here's a token of my appreciation for you, and hope to see you soon.
Oh, my God. I can't believe this. Kyle, what? Are you serious?
Who is Sally?
Yeah, that's Sally's voice, Kyle.
You're on War of the Roses with the MRL Morning Show on Kiss 95.1. Sally thought you were cheating, and we wanted to make sure.
Can we hang up and talk about this, please?
Kyle, I can't believe this is happening. What?
Sally,
please. What? I don't know what's going on. Why would
Sally? Please don't cry. All right, listen. I am so sorry. Okay. I am so sorry, and it's not like me. I didn't mean to do. I'm so sorry.
I don't even know who you are right now. I don't know.
I don't know who I am either, honestly. But when I get back, can we please just see each other and try to work this out?
Okay, I mean, you guys definitely need to talk, dude, because she found your phone in the sock drawer.
Yeah, man, I know. Thanks so much. Can I just talk to my girlfriend, please?
Okay.
Sally,
Well, who? How do you know? Who did you send it to? Hillary. Mm-hmm. How do you know her?
You're clearly seeing her romantically.
Now, how long you been with her? I mean, Sally's on the phone right now, listening. You might as well just come clean.
I can't do this. Sally, please, just wait. Let me come see you.
No,
okay?
I
will drive. I will drive home right now. Okay, I don't want to do this in front of all these people.
I need to not talk to you for a while.
Sally, please let me.
Let
me come see you. I'm going to explain everything, okay? I promise. I promise. I promise. I promise. You hear me out. I messed up, okay? I messed up big time. I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to do this to you. Sally, I love you so much. I love you so much.
No, I can't. I can't do this. I can't. This is.
Look,
it's too much.
I'm coming home right now. I will drive right now.
I don't think she wants to see you, Kyle. I think you should handle your business and then go at Sally's pace. Sally, sorry that you found out this way, and I feel really bad for you guys. And whatever happens in the future, you have our support, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Think your mate is messing around? Let's do War of the Roses. Email us, mornings at kiss95.1. This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss95.1.
We are in the middle of 30 minutes nonstop MRL.
Yeah, get a big ol' helping of us.
Also, guaranteed to not steal any of your information at any given time.
Unlike other social media networks.
Dun, dun, dun. Although we do apologize quite a bit. That's the one thing we have in common with Zuckerberg. Yeah. A lot of people commenting on War of the Roses at the MRL show on Twitter. A lot of people are also siding with Kyle, saying maybe if it's meant to be, it'll work itself out. Like, and then another person said, not always once a cheater, always a cheater. Like, if it's really meant to be, it'll work itself out. Like, they kind of believed and felt for Kyle.
Yeah. I mean, the problem that I have and a lot of people have is he just sorry because he got caught?
And then someone else, of course, says, oh, Kyle does not need to be the one crying. Leanne says this. He just needs to fess up and apologize. Boo-hoo-hoo, Kyle. Here's a little bit of the War of the Roses in case you just jumped into the show and you're not sure what we're talking about.
Please, just wait. Let me come see you.
No,
okay? I will drive home right now. Okay, I don't want to do this in front of all these people.
I need to not talk to you for a while.
Sally, please let me.
I need to see you.
Let me come see you. I'm going to explain everything, okay? I promise. I promise. I promise. I promise. You hear me out. I messed up, okay?
So she found a cell phone in his drawer, and there was conversations on it between him and another woman. And that other woman obviously was Hillary, who he sent the roses to.
Yeah.
He said he apologized, but boy, Sally really talked him up. They met, go to church together. He runs his youth group. You know, that just goes to show that not everybody's perfect, and you shouldn't really put more pressure on one person because of the job they have over something else or because of what they do. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, at the end of the day, Kyle's as human as the rest of us, and I'm not saying that he should not get in trouble for doing this, and he's a jerk, and should face whatever consequences Sally wants to give him.
Was that a statement or a question?
No.
Okay.
No, it's a statement. It's a statement.
Okay. A statement.
Because someone's like...
That you're just saying just because he went to church doesn't mean that...
She said that in the beginning of the war.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, this is so unlike him. You know, we go to church every week and he runs the youth group. Well, okay. You know, there's plenty of people that have jobs that don't make the right decisions all the time.
Yeah.
We do it on a daily basis.
That is right. True.
Well, I mean, that's why I tell people, it's like, never rely on any radio show host to like give you any financial or political advice. We're not qualified individuals.
No.
Like, we're not. We're in the entertainment business. We're here to entertain you. Yeah.
Although Dave Ramsey does make sense sometimes.
He does. I do like that guy.
Oh, my gosh.
I should have a savings account for 6 months. I get it. Yeah. For 6 months rent.
Yeah. Oh, boy, you should put all your money, take all your savings and pay off your debt? Oh, okay. Anyway. Let's hear from you, though. Get in on this. What do you guys think? I mean, does anybody feel bad for Kyle? Do you get that maybe it was just a slip up and just a one-time deal? And maybe, you know, the love that he and Sally have for each other is gonna outdo what just happened. But we don't know much about Hillary.
No.
The other girl. Now, again, we do edit this a lot.
Yeah.
And we asked him how long it was going on, and he took forever to answer, but we gather at least a couple months.
Yeah. I mean, here's the thing. It's not like he sent the flowers to the right person and then admitted to having slipped up. Like, he was still fully in that relationship. That's why I think, had he not been caught, it would have continued.
704-570-9595. You could weigh in on this and let us know, do you feel bad for Kyle at all? And then also throw it out there, too, because we know Sally's listening on her way to work this morning. You know, is this something that Sally should or could salvage?
Right. I don't feel bad for him at all, by the way. Like, at all. Mm-hmm. I don't feel he cheated. He knows better. No. I don't feel bad. He made the decision to cheat. But some people can look past that. Some people can, you know, take that and I don't know how they do it, but they make the relationship stronger.
Yeah.
And a little more backstory. These two known each other since high school, dated through college, and now live together for about 3 years. So it is a long-term situation. That's why I think people on our social media are more likely maybe
empathetic.
A little more empathetic. Yeah. That's a great word, Lauren. Yes.
Bayo sent us a tweet at the MRL show. Nah, bro, got caught.
Mm.
Do not feel bad for him. All right, let's talk with James and Raquel. You're on the MRL morning show.
Hey, guys. How are you?
We're doing really well. What would you like to say?
So about 2 years ago, me and my girlfriend got in a big fight after a festival. She thought I was cheating on her. So we broke up for about a year or so. Things were meant to be, so we got back together. We're now currently engaged.
There you go. So it worked.
Yeah, so it did work. You know, we just had to settle our things, you know, had to realize that we were meant to be together and that, you know, she had to see that I wasn't cheating on her, obviously. So things are together and we're good to go.
But we busted Kyle, though. That's the thing.
Yeah. And like she contacted the person that she thought I was cheating on and everything. And, you know, she just couldn't trust me for a little bit. But all trust is back together. So she might just have to give Kyle a second chance.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of happens, too, sometimes, I mean, if you do want to make the relationship work, you've got to go to couples therapy. Like, you really have to work through the problems. You can't just sweep it under the rug and hope that it'll fix itself.
This is Jen in Huntersville. You're on the MRL Morning Show.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
So I have a story pretty similar to what just happened on the War of the Roses. I was dating a guy who was a missionary. He had sold, like, all of his things, moved to Africa, was, you know, doing that whole thing. And he came home and, you know, we got together and started dating. And I was taking him back to the airport to go back to Africa and found out his ex-girlfriend messaged me on Facebook and told me that he had been moving furniture with her the entire time he was home while he was dating me.
Whoa. Okay, I thought you were going to say, like, in Africa he had a whole other thing going.
Me too.
Well, then he moved back to Africa and I forgave him and I was like, okay, you just messed up. And he moved back to Africa to, you know, continue his missions. And then he found somebody in Africa
And I found out via Facebook that they started dating.
Ugh, this dude's just a cheater all around.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So
you recommend to Sally. Yeah. So Sally shouldn't mess with this, really.
No.
Okay. All right. Thanks for the call.
You can be a part of the show, 704-570-9595. You can also tweet at the MRL show. We're on Instagram at the MRL show. Let's bring in Anonymous from Forest City. Welcome.
Hey, guys. I kind of side with Kyle a little bit. I mean, the iPhone was dead when Sally found it. So, I mean, he was probably cutting off that second relationship to try and fix his relationship he's in now. And I guess kind of speed up the process with fixing that relationship since he was caught. So I can.
Now, if he was trying to fix the relationship, why would he send the roses?
Exactly. To that person.
And by the way, the note said, and Danny brought this up. This is a shout out to Danny who hit us up at the MRL show on Twitter. He said he can't wait to see her again on the note. So it's not just a one-time thing.
That's what I said. It's not like he sent roses to the right person. He was trying to fix that relationship. He's still very much involved in this other woman.
Yeah.
All right, let's talk to Dee and Charlotte.
Welcome. Good morning, guys.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you for my call.
Dee, yeah. You always have good insight on war. What do you think?
Well, this is the thing. Kyle is actively involved with that other person. And although he gave the crocodile tears and all those things, really all he wanted to do was to see Sally so that he could continue to manipulate that situation to his advantage. Mm-hmm. He's actively involved with someone else. And if Sally does stay with him, I can tell you right now from personal experience, the relationship is going to be miserable.
Yeah.
Because it's out there now. He's cheating. He's been involved. He's still involved. And based on the note that he wrote, he still wanted to be involved with that other person. I think for Sally's mental health, and also any future relationship that they might have had, they need to go ahead and let it go, at least for now. And if sometime in the future, if it's meant for them to be together, maybe come back around. But they would just be miserable right now.
Hey, Dee. Sorry, I don't mean to interrupt, but I just got another Twitter, and we're up against a break here. But somebody else sent a tweet, and this is a really good one. Maybe he was crying not for Sally, but because he knows now that it could be over with Hillary as well. Like, maybe the tears were for the fact that he got caught, not that he was sad for Sally.
Yeah,
I agree. I mean, he's caught. She has the information. She really needs to understand that this is her reality now, that he is cheating on her. It wasn't just a one-night stand. He wanted to be with this other person. It doesn't mean he doesn't care for Sally, but he is cheating on her, and she needs to live her life in that reality right now.
Thank you, Dee, for joining the MRL Morning Show. And one thing that Dee said that I love is that they're going to be miserable. I know that if Sterling cheated on me, and let's say we try to move past him, I would be miserable. I'd be constantly wondering, well, where is he at?
Right.
Who is he talking to?
Looking
what's going
shoulder.
On? That's no way to live. I would hate that. I would hate not trusting someone.
I'm not sad for Kyle. I'm sad for the situation. I'm very sad for Sally.
Yeah.
But I think it's the first time that we ever had the guy. We've had guys beg.
Mm-hmm.
We've had guys be jerks. But I don't remember a guy crying on War of the Roses. Very, very sad.
Coming up next with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Show.
So cheer us up, Loren. Come on. It's your job now.
All right. Well, we all know that celebrities are powerful. I'll tell you how Owen Wilson accidentally evacuated a hotel.
Okay.
Yes.
Good.
Coming sounds up in fun. The dirty in 10 minutes.
Show this to someone else. Loren was naked in Paris. Laying on a bit bare ass.
True story.
It's a true story.
Yep.
Yeah. I like how all the people the next day you felt weird because
this all you knew.
I know. I'm like walking around the lobby going, oh, God, yeah. You've all seen me naked.
Well, we just assumed Loren was laying naked on the bed and there was no food there. Then when she woke up, there was food in the room. And we said there's no way that the French, who are super romantic, bellhop, didn't tell everyone else.
Yeah.
Room 75 is off the chain right now.
Yeah. I'm surprised my door wasn't wide open.
Yeah, she wakes up. There's like seven people in there staring.
Like, what are you staring at?
Creepers. In France, creepers. We see you painting you.
Yeah.
We see nothing but beauty
it's
in
like
you.
It's like a naked art class. I wake up and I'm like, what the heck is going on here?
It's okay, my beautiful thing. We will pay you for your beauty.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
Owen Wilson is in South Beach filming a movie, and him and a woman that he's seeing was in their hotel and smoking a cigarette. Now, outside of their room, they were kind of in the lobby area by a bathroom.
Okay.
Nobody said anything, but their cigarette smoke set off the alarms for the fire, like the fire alarms, and the whole entire hotel had to be evacuated.
That must have been some powerful cigarettes.
Yeah, how is smoking still a thing?
I think they were standing right under the fire alarm,
But anyway, on another note, how is smoking still a thing?
I don't know.
If you're a tad older and you have a hard time breaking the habit, there's a couple cats here that put cigarettes behind their ear and walk around like they're ready for the next one.
That is true. And
they got
not
one
old.
In the chamber.
Yeah. Well, that's like when I was at Walgreens and I saw this young guy try to buy a pack of cigarettes who looked way too young, by the way, and he didn't have his ID. So they're like, we can't sell them to you. But I'm like, really, God, dude? That's a thing?
Yeah, you don't need it, bud.
Okay, so it looks like Pharrell Williams and Robin Thicke aren't getting out of that whole having to pay Marvin Gaye money, Marvin Gaye's family money, over the Blurred Lines case. Now, it went to a federal appeals court, and the only thing that changed, one person did come out on top, and that was T.I., who only really contributed a verse to the song anyway, so they said that he's not liable in this case.
Okay.
So he's getting out, but $5.3 million... and song royalties are going to be paid to Marvin Gaye's family.
I wonder if the record company pays that? Or are they responsible?
I think Pharrell and Robin are... I mean, that's why it went to the federal appeals court.
And I know what you're thinking. Like, okay, they got cash. But still, that's a big chunk.
That's
I don't care who you are.
$5.3 million. And that's just what they owe. Then they have to pay royalties on top of it.
Yeah.
That's a lot of money.
That would be the equivalent of selling half of Loren's closet.
Right.
Come on.
And maybe a third of her shoes.
No.
That's not true.
I wish. Okay, so Shawn Mendes just came out with a new song, and he said this is his most personal song ever that he's written. It's called In My Blood, and we've got it for you.
Yeah, it's really cool.
Loren was naked in Paris. All right. Laying on a bed bare ass from service was like, wow.
It doesn't really sound like him,
but it is a really personal song.
She wakes up, she'll throw me out. Dallas was
there. Yeah, he was there. All right, here it is. We actually like this one.
No medicine is strong enough. Someone help me. I'm crawling in my skin. Sometimes I feel like giving up, but I just can't.
Good. Mm-hmm. That
really
is good.
And Taylor Swift sent Amber Rose's son a special little gift for, she invited him to her concert, and she sent like a cute little box with a handwritten note inside, and Amber Rose's son thought it was just everything. He was so excited.
She posted about it.
Yeah, on social media.
Okay. All right, so what's hot, what's trending, what should everybody have? What does the men like?
So if you are a side sleeper or a face down sleeper.
Me too.
I think this pillow will help you. I found a pillow, and you know, if you are a side sleeper or a face sleeper, you typically sleep with your arm under your pillow.
Yep. And like, my arm falls asleep and I have to lift it up.
Yep.
Exactly. I found a pillow that has the hole cut out for your arm so it won't fall asleep.
It's like a tunnel where you put your arm through?
Uh-huh. It is a tunnel.
Huh.
And it's supported on both sides, so you're not putting any pressure on your arm. It's just the most comfortable way for you to sleep.
Okay.
What if you can't get your arm out of it and you have to go to the bathroom at night? You're stuck with the
pillow.
You're
going to take the pillow with you then. By the way, that won't happen.
No, I know. There is nothing scarier in the middle of the night than you waking up and your arm, you've lost circulation because you've been laying on it. Mm-hmm. So you have to pick it up with your other arm and slap it over. You're like, it's like a fish. You're just like,
get up and walk it around. Shake it out. Yeah.
Please come back.
That can't be good for you every night.
In my back, I get really bad knots because of it, too.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, it cuts off the blood circulation. Yeah. Roy, you're right.
Mm-hmm. It can be. And it happens to me every night. Like, I toss over, like, twice because of it.
Try the pillow. I'll have the details up for you at kiss951.com.
Thanks, Loren. So, we do this thing called the Rap Party Podcast. You might not even know about it. But it's where we talk every Friday about, we go a little in depth into certain things that happened on the show. Well, last week, the big news was that we signed a big contract extension here with Beasley Media Group at Kiss 95.1. And by big, I mean long, not lucrative. Yeah. And so we wanted to find out from other people in the building whether or not they were happy with the fact that we were staying. And there's a whole perception. We're going to play a little bit of the podcast for you, but we recommend you go listening to the whole thing. We'll do it coming up in just about 8 minutes.
Hey,
Road, a wreck, Hoskins near Brookshire, and heads up for a new crash on Archdale at South Boulevard. Lanes blocked here. Traffic brought to you by Orkin. Termites aren't funny. $5 billion of damage a year won't have you busting a gut. Visit Orkin.com today to save 15% on termite control. Orkin, pest control down to a science.
Did you hear that, Loren? Termites are not funny. No, they're not funny. It causes $1 million in damage.
Sorry. Can't control my laughter sometimes.
Yeah, Loren's laugh. Hey, join AJ and Kiss 95.1 at the Sprint store on Highway 160 in Fort Mill, just past Walmart, this Saturday from 12 to 2.
Also, Kiss 95.1 and Carolyn's looking for the ultimate Peanuts fan to win a family four-pack of 2018 gold passes for the grand opening of Camp Snoopy. Enter to win at kiss95.1.com, and I'll be out there this Saturday at noon.
All right, we had an interesting conversation with our sales staff here after we signed our new contracts, and it's all up on our podcast on Kiss95.1's app. You can go get that for free and listen to our podcast there called The Rap Party. But a lot of people, you know, just don't do it. They don't even know we have it.
Right.
So Roy thought it would be a good idea for us to play some of the audio on the radio.
I did.
Yeah, thanks, Roy.
You're welcome.
We paint ourselves horribly coming up in less than 3 minutes.
Manny, Roy, and Loren. Wake up, wake up.
Please keep it professional, Loren.
Okay. Give my honest effort while you're over here Googling awful things on my computer.
So Loren was out of the room and she had this picture up, and I came back in from the bathroom and I Googled naughty toys.
Yeah.
Yep. Another day on the MRO.
Yeah.
You know,
she walked into it.
We have this thing called The Rap Party. It's a podcast that you can download it. And we just kind of go in deeper in depth on certain topics and what's going on that we don't have enough time to really talk about on the radio. The topic last week was the fact that our show got renewed for many, many years to come. And we heard from producer Nicole that, and just like a lot of people in this business, there may be a certain stigma with morning radio shows. You know, the thing is that the three of us are really close friends. And we come in here at 5 a.m.
We were until I did that.
What do you mean?
That little stunt on Loren.
No, it's you two. But, you know, we come in here at 5 a.m. and we typically leave by noon, which is, you know, only 3 hours into the rest of the staff's normal workday.
Sure.
So we're only here for a portion of everyone else's workday.
So, you know, you wonder, like, hey, what's the stigma? What's it like out there in the hallway? How excited is the sales staff that we have extended our contract long term here at Kiss 95.1? We brought in our friend John Calvo. And I don't know who else is on this clip, but also Jordan, who works in sales. And this is what they said. You think we have a stigma in the building that we're clicky, and maybe that if you don't think this way, that's fine.
You can be honest,
but
too.
You could be honest. You don't have to say names or anything. Do you feel like, have you ever come across somebody that's like, oh, the morning show, they're hard to get along with?
I don't think so. I think I'm part of the clique.
You are.
Right?
I love that.
So if there's a click, I'm in. I'm in the inner circle.
I think that's good, right?
But that's not something that you've heard around the building.
No, not at all. Not at all.
Awesome.
I'm trying to get in the Power 98 click.
That's a cool click to get in.
You know, so I might do some Freestyle Names Fridays on Shmoovy, but I don't know.
Yeah, I'm in that click. I just walk in there and jump on their show whenever. I don't know.
What do you think,
Nicole? I know somebody used to work here, I heard, didn't really care for us, and I don't know how that could be. Like, we all need to work together for the sales side to be successful and for us to
Nicole,
be successful.
Hop on the microphone just real quick. I know. I'm sorry. And then our studio is
everyone
small,
on the spot.
So do you think that these guys are telling the truth?
I think so.
Okay. So
I think so too.
Should we go to a lie detector?
We have one.
Hate us for the very reason why we're wondering why the people hate us.
Well, we have one in the office if we never need to use it. Okay. So do you think maybe we don't have an issue? Because we were sitting there, so Calvo...
Or maybe
people that don't like us are no longer here in the building.
Maybe. Yeah. I was just going to say, maybe it was a stigma that lived with one specific person. I don't know who that person is, who's not here anymore. And now, in our heads, we think that that's still the perception, when in reality, it's not.
It's kind of like what a boss feels. And we're back live now, by the way. That's from our podcast, The Rap Party, which you can get for free up at Kiss95.1's app, which you should have on your phone. But I wonder if that's how bosses feel sometimes.
Yeah. You kind of worry if people like you.
Yeah. I mean, you have to reinforce rules.
It's not an easy position.
Yeah.
But sometimes I feel like bosses that I've worked for, not necessarily here, but sometimes bosses that I work for will tell you, will speak out of both sides of their mouth. They'll tell you what you want to hear, and then they'll tell someone else, like, hey, I just told them this, but that's not happening.
Yeah.
I don't think we deal with that with our boss.
Mm-mm. No, our boss is honest to a fault.
Right. And I love our boss because here's how cool our boss is. I could be having a really bad day, and I'll go and vent, and I'll just get things off my chest, and he's fine.
Yeah.
He'll listen to it. He understands, yeah, you know, Roy's got to vent that out.
Yeah, yeah.
He's really cool in that way.
Not that we, you know, we're not looking to, you know, paint bosses in a way that are like, you know, oh, you always have to be on as a boss. We're not saying that. Like, you can be human. You can have moments, too, moments of weakness, moments where you need to turn to an employee and say, hey, you know, can I ask you something? I'm not sure what to do in this position. But a lot of bosses don't do that. They don't humanize themselves.
Right.
So anyway, go check out our podcast. That audio, like we said, is up. It's called The Rap Party. You can listen to them. And like Roy said, it's just where we kind of go back and
just look at things a bit deeper. And what we found out last week is that people are really excited to have this show on for many years to come. Not only the listeners, but our staff.
Yeah.
Okay. So and the thing is that, you know, we love that you listening in our car loves us, but it's really cool when people here love us too.
Yep,
you know?
Absolutely. All right, let's get into another conversation. Has your mom or dad ever played wingman or wingwoman for you?
I've played wingwoman for my mom.
Yeah, your mom's like 21.
Yeah, Loren puts her mom to bed because it gets late. Yeah.
Read her a bedtime story, tuck her in.
No, honestly, though, has your mom or dad ever played wingman or wingwoman? Is it possible? There's a new study out now that says maybe your dating life would be a lot better if mom and dad were involved in it. We'll get into that in less than 10 minutes.
Now it's your beatable savings at Hendrick Volkswagen of Concord. With the best selection of Volkswagens in the Charlotte area. Hendrick Volkswagen of Concord. Just off I-85 at the Concord Mills exit.
So my mom called me the other day, producer Nicole, and she was like, so are you going to be coming in town? When are you coming in town next week? And I'm like, I didn't think I was coming in town next week. And she said, well, you know, it's Easter. And I'm like, crap, that's next week. That's next week?
It is. April 1st.
That's next Sunday.
Sunday.
I was like, no, I'm not going there, but you can come to me.
I know where you're going to be.
Essex Bar and Bistro. If you want to have a Sunday brunch on Easter, that's the place to go, man.
10:30 to 3:30, and you can enjoy your favorite brunch and lunch items on their fully loaded international and kid-friendly buffet. And you can skip the hassle this year, just like Roy probably after last night's lobster fiasco, probably won't be cooking for himself.
Yeah, lobster shells exploded everywhere. That definitely wouldn't happen if I went to Essex. They have a Benedict station, a carving station, prime rib, fresh baked ham, pork tenderloin, marinated salmon, $4 mimosas, $6 bloody. I can't tell you any more great deals. You just got to go to Essex Bar and Bistro.
Kids 10 and under are only $15.
See you next Sunday, I guess.
This Saturday and Sunday at
we love you, and we listen too. There's a microphone in your car.
I'm kidding. Yeah.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorette. Kiss 95.1.
I don't know what happened. The show was flying about an hour ago. Now it's kind of
slowed down for you.
Ever since that really sad War of the Roses we had a little over an hour ago, it did slow down a little. Which I'm okay with. I enjoy spending my time with you two and the rest of all y'all.
Yeah, we get to gaze into each other's eyes.
The MRL Show family. By the way, are you following us?
Instagram, Twitter, at the MRL Show.
At Radio Mani.
Okay, we could do that. At Kiss Roy Boy.
At Loren Marola.
Although if you follow her, it's a catalog of dresses. I'm warning you.
I'm in.
And she wants you to buy them.
Well, listen, fam, we have a question for you guys, and Loren, specifically you here, I think would be a good person, because I know that you and your mom are super close, and you're almost like you almost have like a sister thing going on.
Yeah, we do.
So this new study says if you're having trouble with love, maybe you should involve your mother or your father. If you're a guy and you want to use someone to help you find love, maybe have your mom involved. If you're a young lady and you're trying to find love, maybe get dad involved.
I don't know about dad. Dad is usually the hard one to to win over, and nobody's ever going to be good enough for his little girl. So I would probably, if you're female and looking for somebody, go with mom as your wingman as opposed to dad.
Now, by the way, and we're not saying that your parents are single, but that would be a bonus. Oh, my gosh. Can we please hear from someone who went out with their mom or dad and you were both single?
And, like, mom ended up hooking up with the person that you wanted?
Rock, paper, scissors.
Mom, it's mine.
If you ever had your mom or dad play wingman or wingwoman for you, chime in and let us know if this study has any accuracy to it at all. 704-570-9595.
I do think that it's like I trust my mom's opinion so much. And when I first started to date Dallas, my mom and her two sisters and a lot of our extended family went on a date night with Dallas and I. Now, this is after we were dating for a couple weeks and I gave him the heads up that my family is
crazy.
Did you give your family the talk and say, hey, best behavior, please?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And were they? No. So it was a good, like, you're thrown right into the fire. Let me see how you deal with them, too. And they all loved Dallas. Dallas was able to hang, take the jokes. You know what I mean? And that
he's cool like that.
Yeah. But if he wasn't and my family didn't like him and my mom specifically didn't like him, that would be a big red flag for me.
That I totally understand. But what if your mom was like, ooh, go look at him. And it was Dallas.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, come on, come with me. Your mom says, come with me. We're going to go talk to him. Or your dad says, come with me. We're going to go talk to her.
Yeah, I'm good with that. Because I think your mom, I mean, she's known you or your dad have known you your entire life. They know what you're attracted to. They know the personality that you'll work well with.
This article says no one is going to sell you better to a potential boyfriend or girlfriend than your parents.
No, at some point it does get a little, like, I've been friends with people.
Yeah, you're awful quiet, Roy.
Yeah, because there's no way I'd take my parents as my wing.
Really?
No way. Never. See,
Cindy loves you.
And I love her. But there's no way I would take them. They would share a lot of cute stories about me.
Yeah, that's
but they don't.
Where...
I mean, I've been in the closet for how long, and they didn't even. I mean, come on,
they don't know
me.
Yeah.
Mom knows you're gay. Knew you were gay before your dad, right?
No, they found out at the same time.
Yeah.
Okay. I thought moms sometimes have the better intuition.
She may have.
Better
she
signal,
had a feeling.
But she didn't tell you that.
Yeah, she may have.
I don't know. I have friends whose moms like try to hook them up with everybody. Like they're just trying to get them out of the house. Like, please just marry her, like hook her up with anyone. And that's what I don't agree with. But I think your mom could know you better than anyone.
Now, let me ask you with your whole family kind of talking with Dallas, what if he was like nervous and shy and he wasn't really being himself and your mom was like, oh, I don't like him.
Then I would take my mom's.
Really? Yeah, but he was just in, because that's like such an intimidating situation.
I know. And my whole family, you think I have a strong personality. My whole family has strong personalities. So if you couldn't hang in that environment, you wouldn't be able to stay.
Okay. Has your mom or dad ever played your wingman or wingwoman? We're taking calls on that. Also, we want to know, have you and your parents ever been single at the same time and went out looking for love? 704-570-9595. Talking about when your parents were your wing person, 704-570-9595. This article we were reading said no one's going to sell you better to potential dates than your parents. Lorenz says that she would definitely do it with her mom. Roy said that he's afraid that his parents would.
I don't know, man. I just.
Share embarrassing stories, which is a whole nother round.
Yeah, and I don't know if I would want to try to flirt in front of my mom. It just seems strange to me. I don't know.
Okay, well, let's go to the phones. A lot of people have been on hold.
And like, what if my mom's like, wow, you have great game? I'm like, I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know.
It's awkward.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is Anonymous in Charlotte. You're on the MRL Morning Show.
Hey, guys.
Hi, Anonymous. Go ahead. What happened? When did the parents help you as a wing person?
Well, just for the record, I would totally take my dad out. He's probably the best wingman I've ever met, and he calls me his wingman junior.
Nice.
But the story I have is actually my girlfriend's grandmother. My girlfriend comes from three sisters. She's the oldest, and they were all at, I think, Walmart or the mall whenever they were younger. Grandma spots another grandmother in the same shopping center that they're at. She has three grandsons, approximately the same age as her three granddaughters.
she was very adamant about tracking this grandmother down to hook up the three grandsons with the three granddaughters. I think my girlfriend said that they spent probably about an hour to an hour and a half between inside the shopping center and in the parking lot. And she even said, we will follow them down the highway if we have to.
Wow. That's stalker talk.
Dedication right there.
Dedication. Yes, dedication, Loren. Not stalking, dedication.
Yeah, I like dedication as a good word.
Hello, Taryn and Charlotte.
Hi.
Good morning, Taryn. Thanks for listening to the MRL Morning Show. You're now part of the show.
Yeah.
You're going to be forever imprinted in our podcast history.
Mm-hmm. And depending on what you say, this could be the greatest moment ever.
Oh, no pressure at all.
Go. What do you got, girl?
So, me and my mom went to a bar one time, and she was like, we're going to get you a guy today. And I was like, Mom, it's fine. Like, I don't need one. And so she scanned the whole bar, and she, like, picked out the one guy in the whole bar that I didn't want to talk to. And she, like, pushed me towards him. She's like, go talk to him, go talk to him. And, like, he started walking up towards me. And I turned around and looked at my mom real quick, and I was like, no, no, no. And she pushed too hard, and I ran right into him, and drinks went everywhere. Oh. And I was like, Mom, this is why I don't
But Taryn,
take you to bars.
Why dragging your feet so hard? What was it about him?
It was just like, he was wearing all black and like gothic.
Not
and
your
I was
type.
Just like, that's not me. Like, why? Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. Thank you, Taryn. Walked right into him.
Hey, Kara and Charlotte, welcome to the MRL Morning Show.
Hi.
Hey, Kara. So the article says that no one knows you or loves you more than your parents, therefore they would be the best wingmen. What do you think?
Well, I completely agree. I, a few years ago, came out to my parents as well, and it was really hard for me to come out to my mom because she's my best friend, and I was worried for acceptance. And of course she loves me no matter what. I don't know why I was so worried. And she said, there's this girl I work with. I really, really want you to talk to her. I really, really want you to meet her. It's like, oh my gosh, I'm not going to be your little charity case. I can find my own girl now that I got this. So she, without my knowledge, gave her my phone number, gave her my information, made her add me on Facebook, all this stuff, basically hooked us up on this date without me knowing. And now we're getting married in May.
Oh, awesome.
Wow. Fantastic.
Yeah, so it was the best thing ever. We've been dating for a little over 3 years. And my fiance always thanks my mom that it wouldn't have happened without her. And the three of us are best friends and all hang out together.
That's so cool.
That's awesome. And we're so happy that your whole coming out and the acceptance thing worked really well for you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Me too. I don't know why I was so worried.
Yeah.
Roy was too.
Yeah. Well, but once you do it, it's like, it's fine.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Yeah. It's just actually doing it. Thanks, Kara.
Life's no different,
Yeah.
Hello, Samantha and Concord. You're on the MRL Morning Show.
Good morning.
Hi. So tell us, who would you want to be the wingman?
It's my honorary father. My dad's no longer with us.
Mm-hmm.
And this man, he's been like a dad to me since I was 16 years old. And he kept telling me about this guy for a couple months. And he finally maneuvered a date somehow. And this coming up December, me and my husband will be celebrating 10 years.
Wow. See, it does work.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
He knew me better than I think my own dad knew me.
Yeah, yeah, that's awesome, Samantha. Thank you. And I'm kind of with Roy because I was thinking about it while we were taking those calls. Like, my parents are quite a bit older than y'all's. Like, mm-hmm. my parents are in their, like, now mid-70s. And so my dad would be funny, and I'm pretty sure at some point in my single career, my dad and I were in the same bar together, and my dad probably went up to somebody.
I think the closer in age you are, the easier it is for that person to play wingman because you do have more of a best friend brother-sister or sister relationship or brother relationship, and you feel like that person really knows you. If you have a bigger gap, mom thinks she knows you, but she doesn't know.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, my dad's shocking. Like, my dad probably said some shocking stuff. Like,
your dad, Vince, would make it all about him.
Or be like, hey, this is just like throwing, I'm just guessing this is how it would go if I was single and I was in the bar with my dad. Like, you got a good job? Are you rich? I'd like to hook you up with my son, mm-hmm. Something like that.
And I feel like my parents would use the radio as the, hey, you want to be with someone who's on the radio?
My dad would do that,
you know,
too.
I don't want to.
I tell my dad when we go out to dinner, you are not. Now it's hard because my name, Maney, is my last name.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I've used it on the radio for 20 years. And now my dad lives here and his last name is the same. So we go out. I'm like, Dad, you are not to bring up anything about the radio.
Yeah.
You know,
in fact, call yourself Maney just to.
My dad just goes out of the way to make people uncomfortable sometimes, you know? Like when you're going to a Mexican restaurant and the Mexican waiter comes over and very nice, and then my dad goes, what do you think about Trump's wall?
Oh, my gosh.
Right?
Like, don't talk politics.
No, and the guy's nice, and he knows my dad. They go to the same restaurant, and, you know, they know my dad. By now, they know.
Right.
But still, I was there, like, and I'm like, no. Because then next thing you know, the guy's going to go, boy, Maney's dad.
Yeah. And you're associated.
I'm associated. My dad will not understand that.
And I don't want to say the crappy part of our names, but our names are all very distinctive, like Roy and Loren and Maney.
Yeah.
Like, so the moment we're out in public and we're like Roy or Loren or Maney, people immediately identify you as the person that's on the radio.
And it's cool when you find people that are like really love the show. Now, my dad will argue with me that he gets more listeners for us because he goes out and all of Waxaw knows.
Yeah. I think my parents are the same way. They're in Virginia promoting the show.
Yeah.
They're like, well, they got a podcast.
So here it is. If you're related to us, act like you're not.
Right.
It's best for everyone.
Because you're probably embarrassing.
And if you're part of the MRL show family, we love you. It's okay. You guys can talk about us whenever you want. Yes.